And here we are with another Natter That Matters, because all conversations count, those in your head and those with other people. And today I'm joined by the lovely Mel Video Queen. I love that. Not even a surname. That is your surname. It's definitely who you are. Hi, Mel. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And thank you so much for having me today in a Natter That Matters.
You're very welcome. I'm loving the pink. It's very you. I don't think I've ever seen
signature pink.
Yeah, signature pink, definitely. And pink flowers. For those that can't see, Mel is very pink on brand, whereas I'm very black and navy, so completely not off at all, the opposite. So why don't you introduce yourself, Mel, so that people watching and listening know who you are?
Okay, so I am Mel Wakeley. I do have a surname. I am also known as the Video Queen, which is my founding brand, which I founded a year or so ago. And I help women in their midlife, who I like to call queenagers, get visible through the power of video. And that's TikToks and Reels, but also, you know, using video for lots of different things within the online space. It could be stories, or it could be like pitching for like a speaking spot and using a video for that. So anything that uses video to get visible, I am your lady.
And so you can imagine. Mel say the phrase queenagers. I'm like, yeah, she's on the show. I love that. Queenagers. That's lovely.
Queenagers, yeah. Because there's lots of women. Shall I tell you about a bit more about queenagers? Get out my soapbox. So queenagers, it was actually a term coined by a lady called Bethann Richardson, who is an actress, and was on that program, which has completely gone out of my head. This is what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, scrap that bit. Queenagers is all about being an older lady, but not wanting to be called middle-aged or like past it or senior or any of those other terms. And so this term queenagers come about because I think women of our generation, you know, we grew up, we partied in the 90s, we were the rave generation. We were different from other generations. We didn't grow up with the internet, but we're quite savvy. And we still feel really young and like teens inside, but we are queenagers.
I love it, honestly. It's like being an older lady, but not being an old lady. That's like, like that whole...
Like being in your prime, you know, being in your queen years.
If you look back into the 1950s and 60s, women who were 50 looked like they were 90, like had a full set and rinse, didn't they? And their twin set and pearls on their, you know, they looked, whereas actually, I follow loads of women on TikTok who are in their 70s who look so cool. Like they're still dressing, not, you know, like they're 20, but they've just found their style. I think there's definitely something to be said for that. So,
definitely.
Style queens on this show, but lovely, love it. You definitely embody that. So for those that are watching, I met Mel at an event probably about a month ago, and she got invited up onto the stage, and I loved in all of her glory that she was a bit nervous and she was very real. And I think we just really like that about people now, don't we? We don't want the fakery, the perfection, the kind of, well, you know, and you know this because obviously I feel sure you talk about this in video training, i.e. not having to, I remember green screen, like I remember some of the first videos I did in my first business years ago with the whole green screen, and I had captions that I could read, and I look at that video and go, who the hell were you, what is that about, like
how videos used to be before TikTok came along.
Absolutely.
TikTok's a great leveler, isn't it? I mean, everyone can be on there. And I think a lot of women my age in business don't feel that TikTok's for them. And I know there's quite a lot of resistance because they just see their kids on it and dance trends and all that kind of stuff. And there is a lot of that on TikTok, and there's billions of people on TikTok. So there's 16 million people on it in the UK alone. But the interesting thing is, if you look at the demographics, the fastest growing segment is over 40s. 31% now of the audience is over 40. So your people are definitely on there. And the good thing about TikTok is the algorithm quickly finds your people for you.
Yeah, it does. And you can lose yourself in there, can't you?
You
can. I go on a scroll mission where all of a sudden I'm like, world round or is it flat? Like I literally, like people will bring stuff to you. I find it really educational, I'm not going to lie. I find it better than TV now. I really feel like I can sit and watch TikTok for an hour rather than watch the TV. I think it's far more educational. And for those of us... HD, and I say a bit with a joke, it's great because we can scroll it really quickly and we can skip things we're not interested in. So so how did you get into this, Mel? What's your background? Why video? Why you?
Why video? I'm not really sure why video, to be honest. I think I fell into the online space after my business went kaput in the pandemic. So I had this marketing consultancy for 10 years, serving the events industry. So working with like experiential supply, event suppliers, people like that. And it was great. But they obviously, the events, you know what happened with the events industry. So yeah, when the pandemic happened, I was like thrown into the online space, pivoting my business, and was like, what can I do? And I just loved video. Reels came out in August 2020. And at first, I like lots of women my age, we find it really clunky to start off with because it's really hard in the apps. We're not brought up with the internet. It's like we're not digitally native. So we find it's a bit baffling and a bit cringy at first, you know, and we have all this show off shame I talk about a lot. And it's about getting over that. And it took me about 6 months to like go live, do anything, because I had the fear as well. And but persistence and being consistent and keep trying kind of paid off after a while. And now I'm really fast in the apps but I wasn't at the beginning, and now I can show. I'm very patient, so I can show people exactly how to do it without being overwhelmed and just taking it, not being perfect as well. It doesn't have to be, you know,
Yeah,
perfect.
not being perfect should be a hashtag, shouldn't it? Not be perfect, it should be
Yeah,
a hashtag.
exactly. It doesn't have to be perfect. And in fact, the more real you are, the better you're going to do online in videos.
Definitely. So when you started your TikTok account, essentially, and you kind of were deciding to do this, was it just because you wanted to, you were bored, or because you thought, ah, I think there's a business there? What, how did it grow? How did it become, you know, how did it
Yeah,
come to?
my safe space is definitely Instagram, but TikTok, I was seeing my kids on it, and I was like, there's something going on with TikTok, you know. I know that I see other businesses doing well on there, but I have resistance. So I know I needed to do some mindset work on the resistance, which I did. And then I found like within 30 days by following like a strategy and trying different things that I got to 1,000 followers really quickly. And I think the next getting to the next 10,000, I haven't got there yet. That is the next milestone. But you can get your 1,000 quite quickly, which you need on TikTok to have a link in your bio and also go live. So that's really important kind of first milestone. Yeah, and I just really enjoyed doing it, and so I carried on.
Yeah. And so what has been a benefit to your business? So I suppose there's a couple of questions for me. That one, what is the benefit to your business right now? I mean, apart from
Right.
your teaching video, is that
Yeah.
how you leads? Is that how you get, you know,
Yeah,
notoriety?
I do. It's the awareness, really. I mean, all doing social media and being out there is the top of funnel stuff. But in 2024, I think it's more about connections. So it's about how you can quickly collapse that know, like, and trust factor. That's really important. You know, because people buy from people that they know and they like and they trust ultimately. And video can collapse that time on that.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why video is really important. It should be like everyone's needs to be doing video
Yeah, I
today.
agree.
Except, like, you can't not do it because it's like it gets people into your world much faster than just posing or hiding behind, you know, those lovely brand photos
Yeah,
or quotes
lots
or
of words. First
stuff.
thing I speak to a client when they bring me a landing page or anything is like, there's no video. Like, don't show it to me unless it's got a video on it. It has to have a video.
Exactly. Yeah,
Back from there.
you have to have video. So it's all about kind of like getting over that visibility fears that people have, and women in their midlife who've grown up with the 70s and 80s, like parenting, you know, it's like find it really hard to like do the
Well,
get over that hump.
hit the nail on the head. So you come from marketing, like strategy. You come from that background. So
Yeah, I've always done marketing strategy.
you probably go, oh, there's TikTok. I know what's going on there. I understand where it sits. Whereas most people just go, it's loud, it's annoying, it's embarrassing. There's people on there dancing who are 60. So people don't, even if they're in business, I don't think many people understand business strategy for marketing. They don't really understand what a marketing strategy is. It's about throwing content out or just, you know, whatever they fancy or doing what someone else is doing. So somebody's watching this, what's your top tip for marketing strategy using video? Where would they begin if they're not using it at all, which a lot of people aren't, as you know, hence why your
Well,
business is.
I would think about what platform you're on you like the most, okay? Because you might as well start where you're comfortable. So video on all platforms, it works, you know? It's like it's all about it being creating the most engaging content, whether you're going live or it's a pre-recorded video, whether you're doing video in your stories, it's always going to be more engaging than any other kind of content. So that's the first place. So if you're happy on Facebook or you're happy on LinkedIn, start doing video there. there's some great stuff that you can do on LinkedIn now with video. You can like pre-promote your lives and do a series of lives, and that will really help boost your like views and like how many people are following you on that platform and your connections on that platform. So yeah, start there. But if you're really, really nervous about doing any type of video, what I do with my clients is I desensitize. So the thing that people don't like is they don't like the sound of their voice, or they don't like how they look, or some perceived thing that they don't believe they're interesting enough, or whatever rubbish. It's all rubbish. What I would do is I would go into Instagram stories, choose a filter that you like, and record yourself and download it to your phone and watch yourself back until it doesn't feel icky anymore. And it will
Well,
happen. It will happen over a period of maybe a week or two if you keep forcing yourself to watch it. You
good
just get
tip
used to it after a while.
there. The live video is an interesting, isn't it? That I think most people think they should be doing it. I don't do anywhere as much live video as I should. In fact, you know what I was just saying that, Mel? I don't think I've ever done a live on LinkedIn ever. Actually, note to self, maybe add that into something. I don't think I've ever done one. So that's interesting that you can
A
actually.
new audio thing you can do as well, like kind of a podcasty thing you could do. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, someone said about it the other day, and I was like, I'm making a note to do something about it. But yes.
Interesting. So I suppose that's for those that don't like how they look, because you know there's a lot of that goes on, isn't
There's
there?
a lot of that.
Have to have my makeup on. So the filter thing, of course, you know, I suppose when people think of filters, in my head I remember Snapchat, like with the bunny ears and the, you know, I don't know, looking like a mouse or whatever like that, you know, when you think about filters. But there are those that just enhance your, you know,
Yeah,
what
it's a
gave.
free facelift, you know. If you feel like you've got a few too many wrinkles today and you just want a little bit of a facelift, Instagram.
I love
Britney, Kylie and Britney, that's my go-to. Kylie and Britney. Both
that.
amazing teenagers.
I love that. I'm quite a massive Kylie fan. Brilliant. So what kind of people do you work with? I mean, queenagers, I'm assuming they're the kind of people that you're going to work with.
Yeah, I work with women in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. I work with women who want to make money online, but also have fun. You know, having fun in what is ever is like the driving force behind my business. So, and that's why I like doing videos, because it's fun. That's why I like doing things like this, because it's fun. That's why I like getting up every morning, because I'm going to have fun doing something in my business. So, yeah, that's really, really important to me. And yeah, there's lots of different ways that you can work with me, from like my membership, my annual membership. You can come to a content creation day, or you can do the all singing, all dancing, Video Queen Luxe, which is my top of the range video content creation done for you.
Oh,
So,
tell us about that then. Video Queen, what? Video
Video
Queen.
Queen Luxe.
Oh, Luxe. Oh, as in like deluxe. I'm with it.
Luxe.
Luxe.
Yeah.
What's that then? Tell us about that.
Okay, so that is a day with me and my team. So there's a videographer, photographer, stylist, art director. We do preliminary prep. So we create a strategy for you. We work out what content you need for the next 3 months. And then you come to London or Manchester. We're doing them in Manchester now as well. And get your content done. We have a shot list of things that
Right.
you need to get done that day, and you also get photography as well, so you'll get brand photo shoots. And then after the day, you get to continue having support with us, because what I find with most of my clients is accountability. So they all go, yeah, I've got all this video content, amazing, it's done, and then they don't bloody post it. Okay, so they don't post it, or they just don't like keep up with posting it. So they go into Video Queen VIP, which is my mid-tier membership. And in that, you get 8 ideas every single week for TikTok and Instagram, and you get 2 reels edited for you, which keeps you accountable. So you get all your evergreen content done on the day, and then you get your trending audio blah content to keep
Sounds
you going for the next 6 months. So it's 6 months of support. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds incredible. Lovely. So if you want to get that from Mel, where can they find you, Mel? What link? Where are you? I suppose you're everywhere. TikTok.
Find me on Instagram or TikTok. It's at Mel Wakeley, on both, and Facebook, LinkedIn too. Just search for me
I'll drop
on
the
there.
link so that you can go and follow Mel.
And I've got a free challenge coming up as well. Can I tell you about that?
Yeah, please do.
So I have a free challenge. It's not the first time I've done it, so it's like everyone loves this challenge. It's called Step Into Your Inner Video Queen. And it's happening over 3 days on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April. expect to have breakthroughs. We start with visualization on day one. We really go into the energetics about how you want to feel, how you want other people to feel when they see you online. Then we do the mindset work. You will get rid of at least one visibility fear, I promise you. And then day three is all about the woo and the do, the strategy, the manifest action, as I like to call it, about making it happen and how you to get a content strategy that works for you.
It sounds amazing. And of course, it's going to be fun because, like, as you can hear, even in the energy, Amel, even if you're not seeing there's nothing boring
goes
on.
Fun. No.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, yeah, I make people cry. You make them laugh. We're like the opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, they do as well, but they do a lot of crying
there's
as well.
There's a lot of humour in what we do because I think you have to be able to laugh at yourself, you know, and enjoy yourself at this when you're in your 40s and 50s and beyond.
Absolutely. I just coached a lady in my coaching circle. So I've got an advanced coaching circle, and her fear about putting her new niche out there was how people were going to answer it or comment or how they were going to judge her and do.
Yeah.
So we had a conversation around unpicking that, really. So that fear of judgment is so real. That's the main
it really
one.
Is. You know, it's not, it doesn't stop either. You have to, it's the work continues all the time, you know, every day. I mean, I bet you still have things that you
I've been doing this stuff for such a long time. In fact, you know what my breakthrough moment was, Mel, is when I did a video. I had such a powerful thing to say. It felt really needed at the time. And I did a video of me in my hot tub. I look like shit. I mean, there's no other word for it.
Love it.
I had half my makeup on from the night before. I hadn't taken it off properly. My hair was in its I need to be washed. And it was all fuzzy because I was in the hot tub. And I was kind of, you know, I had that, you know, that, I don't know how old you are, but that wrinkle when you've slept like this.
I do have that sometimes. That's why I wear these high neck things.
High neck for the morning. So I had all of that going on, and then I got such a massive response from that, and I realised it's not about how I look, it's about what I'm saying. So once I got that breakthrough for me, I've got videos of me, and I look. I mean, I did one night. I think I put a reel out earlier this week where I look awful. I mean, I do. Got bags. The light was terrible. I look awful. But the message, and I thought, well, I've either got to wait and re-record that when I've got a face on, or I've got to use a filter, which I'm not a big fan of, but mainly because I want to keep it real. But no, just put it out. No one really cares. So, and I'll tell you the biggest trolls. In fact, just before this, I was going through my YouTube account. YouTube's got trolls, like, they're hilarious.
Oh, I know, I get trolls on there.
The comments, every now and then I go and look at them to make myself laugh. One of them said, okay, grandma. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. Well, mate.
I said, I bet your kids, mine said, I bet your kids are really embarrassed of you.
Yeah, but yeah. we are the Queen OG. No, we're the Gen X. We don't care, do we? We're like, do you know what we're going to do?
We don't give a shit at all.
What's the big plan, Mel? And I feel like there is one, because I know that, you know, you've got to be very visual about these things. So what's the plan for the business?
The big plan, I guess, is to let women embrace video, you know, without any fear, you know, I want to show that even if at the age of 51, 52, I'm nearly 52, you know, if I can do it, so can you. Everyone can. And it's not just for the Gen Zs and the Alphas. I'm almost like, come on, Generation X, let's show them. But we're special ladies. Let's go on, let's show them. Give them a run for their money. Yeah, it's a mission to enable women to embrace video.
When are you 52? We're the same age by the sound of things.
April 24th. It's my birthday month soon.
Wow. Oh, so you're just a bit. Oh, I'm October, so we're not far off. But yes, there's definitely something special about us. But they're all generations probably say that. You ask a 32-year-old, they'd say the same probably. It's about where we
are. Yeah, I suppose so. But I do feel that we're extra special.
Beautifully cultured Instagram era, aren't they? That's a very, like, it all has to be perfect. And, you know,
it's Amy that gets me with millennials, especially. Like the women, they're just, no offence to anyone out there, but it's very much like white teeth. You know, is exactly the same, and the eyebrows are always the same.
We choose really nice places to go on holiday. Like, I'm not going to spend 10 days in a shithole. So, and there's always quite Instagrammable. They're like when everything melts into the. And
I could
just spend my time watching them, not enjoying their holiday. Basically getting shots. In fact, we watched a couple. We went to a beautiful Greek place in October, and the whole holiday I watched these two doing videos, doing photos. Like, I feel like saying, just put your cameras down, have a chat for a start. They're, you know, you can do literally never saw them do anything else. They were literally, you know, they'd have the drinks to cheers, but then why aren't you drinking it? What's going on? It's like you're forgetting to live.
It's just the pose-a-thon, isn't it? It's like
Pose-a-thon. Well, not a pose-a-thon with you, Mel. All very real. I love that. Thank you. Oh, real. Did it really real.
Real, real, real. Yeah, I do like a filter though, I must say. So, but I
Yeah,
just,
maybe I found the
I'm
right
very
one.
honest about it though. I'm very like transparent that I'm using one. Slightly.
Yeah. Maybe I just need to find one that I like. I did find one I like, but it turned my eyes green and it was very clearly not me. I mean, I couldn't be.
Yeah, well, if you're on TikTok, they're terrible. And Facebook filters, forget about it. They're just
Yeah.
awful, all of them.
Where do you use the filters then? Or do you record on something else?
Instagram has the best filters. Yeah.
I've never recorded on Instagram. I do record on
But
TikTok
if you,
actually.
Instagram is also like, I also like to go do the practice live. You know, you can do a practice live on Instagram. Yeah,
No. Don't think
you
I've been
can.
live on
So you can
Instagram.
go into Instagram, you can put it onto practice so no one can see it, and then you can
I've
for as long as you want. So if you have a particular filter, which I do, that I like, and you want to do like I don't know, a longer video about, I don't know, for your landing page or something like that, go into Instagram and make it
did not know
and
that.
load it.
Right there. So yeah, oh, I did not know that. No, that's good. Can you then download it if you think it's okay?
Yeah, you can, it will save to your archive if you've got it toggled over to save on archive, and then you can download it and then you can use it with your lovely filter on, which is just like win.
Ah, so you have the filter on after. Okay, I'm with it. See how
No,
I don't use
the filter, you'll record with the filter on
it. Okay.
in a practice live. It's a little tip there for you.
These are little things. I've been doing video for years, but I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. You learn every day. Every day is a school day, isn't it? Well, if you want to be schooled on video, then check Mel out because as you can see, she absolutely loves it. It'll be definitely great fun. And it sounds like she's going to break down some of those belief barriers that are stopping you from being very visible and being very you in your business. Thanks, Mel. It's been absolutely lovely to have you with
Thank
us.
you
And
for having me.
if you're watching this and listening to this after the challenge, then still check Mel out because she'll probably do another one by the sound of things. Sounds like it's her mission to rid us of our fears and get us out on video. So thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing you thrive, my darling.
Thank you so much.